forget. You might have to just remind me, but that would be fine. All right, everyone. I have 6 o'clock p.m. We will call this regular meeting of the Washington City Council to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Silence cell phones and remove caps, if you would.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Before we call the roll, we have an order of business, which is swearing in new City Councilor Bethany Glansman. Bethany, if you would join me at the flag. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Bethany Glansman.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Iowa.
And the Constitution of the State of Iowa.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
And impartially.
And impartially.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Discharge all the duties.
Discharge all the duties.
Of the office of City Councilor.
Of the office of City Councilor.
In the City of Washington, Iowa.
In the City of Washington, Iowa.
As now or hereafter required by law.
As now or hereafter required by law.
Congratulations. Welcome aboard. It is wonderful to have a full panel. Mm-hmm. Happy to have you. Sally, would you please call the roll?
Ernest? Here. Galt?
Here.
Glansman?
Here.
Moore?
Here.
Stigers?
Here.
Youngquist?
Here.
And we have quorum with 6 of 6 councilors present. Do I have a motion to approve tonight's agenda?
So moved.
So moved.
I have the motion from Steve first, and I think it was Fran with the second. To approve tonight's agenda. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Before we begin, I just want to cover a couple things and I'll have someone interpret. But first, welcome everyone. I know you're here for different reasons. We have a big meeting, but welcome. Tonight during public comment, I will allow extra time if needed when using an interpreter. Tonight during public comment, I will allow 3 public comments related to the ARPA funding request. So decide, you'll want to decide before, you have time, but you'll want to know what 3, because not all will speak. Just 3. However, tonight council will discuss, and if they have questions, they can ask those questions during that part of the meeting. And finally, the ARPA request is kind of in the middle of the meeting. It's right in the middle of all of our business tonight. Okay, gracias, Amir. The next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. We have 9 items to consider. I'm told we need to pull item 3 because it will amend it for a different name. So we can approve the other items if council sees fit.
Motion to approve items 1 through 2 and 4 through 9.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Millie, for your motion. And I think Bethany wanted to hop in there. Shall we give her first second? Okay, so Millie with the motion, Bethany with the second to approve consent 1 through 2, 4 through 9. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Sally, item number 3.
It should be listed forward to long construction, not to Fox Strand.
So I would look for approval as amended.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you, Steve, for your motion and Elaine for the second to approve that item as amended. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. That takes care of the consent agenda. We'll move into special event requests. We have one, two, three. We have five tonight and representatives from each. The first is the Paws and More Car Show. I think we have Kara and Wiener here with us to represent. Is there anything that you'd like to share about your event with us? If you, for the people online, if you don't mind coming a little closer to the mic, Kara, that would be awesome.
Been really good about helping us with the car show recently, and we're helping us again this year. And last year it was the biggest it's ever been, and this year we want to make it even bigger. It's our biggest fundraising event of the year. It's the annual car show on the square, and
technical difficulties. Let's I would type that into the chat that if anyone that's joining virtually would like to hear what's going on, they should come to the meeting and they should join us in person. You could say that to everyone and we're going to continue. The next event request is for the American Legion Post 29. Mr. Michael York has joined us for this event request. This is for the Memorial Day observance on May the 30th. Hi, Mike, how are you?
Yes, doing well.
Thank you. Yes, not a whole lot of comments. Last year, this council was good enough to grant us use of the Central Park for Memorial Day service rather than an indoor service. So we had a lot of good feedback from there. So we would ask permission again. And we do have rain plans. Any questions for me?
Any questions for Mike on the do guest speakers or just your regular observance and celebration of?
Bruce Timmons will be speaking at the main service. He's served in Guard and active Army, and he's native of Washington. His wife is a teacher, and so in the service at the bridge, county was so kind to allow us to walk the road out there again this year for a few minutes. Will be Dale Torpy. We have some good speakers right here at home without bringing other people in.
Well, that sounds very nice. I'm glad to hear it.
So anyway, and it'd be pretty much the same. So
excellent. Are there any questions for Mike on this request for the use of the Central Park?
I would make the motion. We approve this Memorial Day observance.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion and Fran for the second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Excellent. Our next event request is for the Demon Dash. I see Terry Hartzler has joined us for this event request, the date being May the 14th. Terry, Please share.
Hi, I'm just here to request for our annual Demon Dash. This is our 14th year, and the money that we raised for this goes towards the PE departments for all the community schools, as well as Y Youth programs.
Thank you.
Did have a slight change in the route this year. We're making it down to a 5K from a 4 mile. So there's just a little bit of a street.
A little change there. I see that you still covered that with Chief Lester.
Yes.
And I don't, any concerns, Chief? Great. Any questions for Terry on the Demon Dash?
Make a motion to approve the Demon Dash for May 14th.
Thank you, Steve, for your motion, and Elaine for the second to approve this event request. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Awesome. Thank you for joining us, Terry. Our next event request is for the Ridiculously Bubbly Washington Chamber of Commerce event. We have Alicia joining us online. I'm not sure if we're still having issues or not. Apparently, I see that we've lost video now.
I can see you guys and hear you guys. So if you don't mind, I'll just continue.
That's great.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
We're planning a champagne walk or a bubbly walk for June 2nd to kick off the Summer Classic and our 75th Ridiculous Day anniversary. So all the retailers and downtown businesses will be invited to participate and have samples of just like different bubbly non-alcoholic and alcoholic beverages. This will be capped at 200 people and it will be $10 for a wristband. And we just submitted our liquor license, which will be the same weekend as Flightline. So it's like a 5-day liquor license.
Oh, so it covers the other events that you already have approval for and you're looking to add this bubbly shop and stroll.
Yes, correct.
Awesome. I'm glad that the audio and video is working for you. That's great. That aside, are there any questions for Alicia on the Ridiculously Bubbly event request?
Except the event, the bubbly, Ridiculous Bubbly event.
I'm going to give that to Bethany too. So I have a motion from Elaine and the second from Bethany to approve this request. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you for joining us, Alicia.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
We will move next into the presentation from the public portion of the meeting. Because of the large group, I'll remind of the ground rules, which is it's the time for council to listen during the event. If you want to translate, I'll mention that. And it is not a time to argue back and forth. It's just a time to listen.
Es un momento para que ellos nos escuchen. No hay un momento para hacer una discusión entre las dos partes, solamente para que ellos nos escuchen.
And similarly, we like good language and no personal attacks, which we've never had a problem with, but I have to say it.
Y sabemos que queremos que el lenguaje sea limpio y no ningún ataque personal. Que no ha pasado, que no ha llamado marcando.
So first on the list is Mike York. I think, do you need to address the council or that was your event request, Michael?
That was just me.
Perfect. Next up is Mike Murphy. Mike?
Good evening. Mike Murphy. Hey, I just want to say thank you very much, Deanna, and for Sally for having clear-cut communication on the Buchanan project. Finally, we get somebody to give us that clear communication and we greatly appreciate that. Second thing is, I want the council to be aware that you guys have actually taken the right to vote away from my parents. And not only my parents, but everybody that lives 2 miles around Washington. And here's the situation. Currently, the city has put a 19-inch culvert in my folks' property without permission, without easement. They don't have any representation from the city because they let their rule. But they can't have representation from the supervisors because it's city. So you got us in kind of a purgatory situation. And I asked the city council to follow the Kelowna's, the way Kelowna did it, and they rescinded that 2-mile city limits. I don't understand why Kelowna did it, I'd like to see Washington do it. I kind of wonder what the benefit of you guys find of holding the vote back from a citizen, because that's basically what you're doing. Because I like Fran is at it in that ward, but Fran, he doesn't represent my folks. They didn't elect him. And the folks that they did elect at the supervisor position can't do anything. Their hands are tied. And how do you guys justify taking a vote away from the citizens? Not only my parents, but everybody else in the 2 mile radius. So I guess I'm going to ask somebody in the city council to say, this ain't right. Let's take away that 2 mile radius. So that way the folks in the county have representation. Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
There's one on here that's related to semi parking. Why don't we do the semi parking comment and then we'll do the ARPA stuff? Mr. Floor? Yeah. If you'd still introduce yourself and your address for those that are unfamiliar.
Yep, Mike Florkey, live over off of E2nd there at 708. I asked that we've got a code that I'm dealing with every day with the deputies coming over, cops coming over. But the code states that no truck or trailer can be parked from sunup to sundown, I believe is what it is. I've got a business there. I spend $160,000 a year in this town between the business right across the road from me, Jeff Winger's tire repairs, $70,000 in diesel fuel. Just here. I'm here for 34 hours a week. I asked to be granted to park right in front of my house.
For your information, there is a committee looking at exactly the category of parking, and there's some specific areas they're looking at. Perhaps that will fit. Elaine is on that committee, and so is Isla. And they both have heard your request, and make sure Sally has your contact information. We'll go from there.
How do I get that to her? Just give it to her now, or do you want it written down on a paper?
If somewhere? You just write it down on a piece of paper, you can give it to Sally, and then when they do their work, they can make sure to include you.
Okay. I'll say, yeah, because like I said, I'm only here for 34 hours a week. I mean, me parking there, it's not a busy intersection at all. It's high traffic. A bit of toes use it right beside the green bins.
I don't make promises. I've learned that a long time ago, but they can at least take your information.
Right. I just get tired of these guys giving me a $20 fine every time I park there for 34 hours when I'm home.
Very good. Thank you for joining us, Mike. Yeah. We will. Are there any public comments not related to the Scoochamy Voice or ARPA? Okay, we'll move into those public comments. Three people can speak. I'll allow extra time. And the list, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on the list. It's whomever you'd like or whomever's first.
Buenas tardes. Respetables autoridades de la ciudad de Washington. Buenas tardes al público.
Good afternoon, dear and grateful representatives. Sorry, I don't know how to translate that word he used. It's a very formal greeting for you.
Thank you.
And everyone else here.
Hello.
Mi nombre es Benito Herrera Sosa y vivo aquí en la ciudad de Washington.
My name is Benito Herrera Sosa and live here in the city of Washington.
Y trabajo en Brava Roof Tyler aquí en Washington también.
And I work in Brava Roof Tyler here in Washington too.
La pandemia me ha afectado especialmente a mí como a muchos a mis alrededores. Me infecté de COVID, estuve grave y me afectó también la economía y psicológicamente como a muchos a mi alrededor. También ha tenido ese sufrimiento.
The pandemic affects me very deeply, as everyone else around. I got the COVID, and it did impact my life.
De la organización que escucha y vas a grabar por Tinesco, estamos pidiendo $200,000 de dinero para el plan de rescate estadounidense para invertirlos en un fondo de trabajadores excluidos.
I'm part of the organization Escucha Mi Voz, and as an organization, we are asking for you to consider to put $200,000 in a fund for excluded workers.
Como trabajador esencial, como muchos compañeros que he tenido, no hemos parado de trabajar en la pandemia. Hemos servido como economía para esta ciudad. Hemos estado en primera línea. Hemos sido héroes como los doctores y enfermeros. También hemos sido héroes anónimos para contribuir con la ciudad de aquí, de la ciudad de Washington.
As essential workers, we are being contributed to the city with our work, as well as the doctors and nurses in the front line or work that serve a service in this city. And that has a value.
Estoy seguro que como yo, muchos compañeros, hemos contribuido para que la economía de aquí de la ciudad de Washington y de este país no decayera, porque nosotros seguimos trabajando a pesar del riesgo que hemos tenido de la pandemia.
Myself and as well many others, we have keep continue working so the economy do not collapse.
Les pido, de favor, los pagos directos a trabajadores excluidos de la forma más efectiva de recuperarse de la pandemia y disminuir la pobreza que estamos sintiendo a causa de esta pandemia que nos está afectando a todos, especialmente aquí en la ciudad de Washington.
So I want to ask you to provide the help to the excluded workers, which will be the best way to help the community that is in poverty and in need that help.
Es legal, correcto y justo. Solo será para los residentes que vivimos aquí en la ciudad de Washington.
This petition is legal, it's right, and it will only be for the people who live here in Washington City.
Ya que nosotros ayudamos a la ciudad de Washington, a las empresas, y contribuimos para la economía de esta misma ciudad.
Since we also help this city and we contribute to the city, that benefit also the city.
Ahora les pido que por favor nos ayuden con ese incentivo que aquí mismo lo vamos a gastar en esta ciudad para seguir contribuyendo con la economía de esta ciudad.
So now I ask you to provide us that help. And we utilize that to keep investing in the city and keep the economy raising.
Muchas gracias. Que Dios nos bendiga a cada uno de ustedes y que Dios bendiga a los Estados Unidos de América.
Thank you so much. God bless you, every single one of you. And also God bless America.
Gracias, Benito. Thank you, Benito. Hola.
Buenas tardes. Antes que todo, me quiero agradecer a Dios por estar aquí y también por este momento y también gracias por su tiempo.
Before everything, I want to thank God for being here and also you for your valuable time.
Me llamo Nila Cruz García y vivo en Washington.
My name is Nila Cruz García and I live in Washington.
Y yo también soy una trabajadora esencial porque también yo empacando huevos, trabajadora.
I am also an essential worker because I work in egg plant. I'm working packing eggs.
Y también yo fui afectada también de la pandemia.
And also being affected by the pandemic.
Y pues también pues la economía, muchos no recibieron el estímulo del gobierno federal.
And also many did not receive checks from the stimulus from the government, the federal government.
Escucha mi voz, está pidiendo $200,000 para los trabajadores excluidos.
Escucha mi voz is asking you for $200,000 to give and create a fund for excluded workers.
Dar pagos directos a trabajadores excluidos, residentes de Washington.
Give a direct payment to the excluded workers in Washington.
Nosotros ayudamos a la ciudad con la economía.
We help this city. We help the economy of the city.
Ahora les pido a ustedes nos ayuden, ya que esto es lo justo.
Now I ask you to please help us, because that is the right thing to do. It's just.
Los trabajadores inmigrantes esenciales en la primera línea pagan impuestos, ayudan a la economía y a la sociedad.
The excluded workers also pay taxes and help the economy of the city.
Sin nuestro trabajo, los cerdos no se alimentan.
Without work, the pigs do not eat.
El maíz no se cosecha.
The corn will not be harvested.
Los establos no se construyen.
The barns will not be built.
Y la economía se detiene.
And the economy collapses.
Proporcionar pagos directos a los trabajadores excluidos.
Providing direct payment to excluded workers.
Es la forma más efectiva de recuperarse de la pandemia y disminuir la pobreza.
Is the more effective way to recuperate the economy from the pandemic and abolish poverty.
Nosotros ayudamos a la sociedad, a las empresas y a la economía de Washington.
We help the economy, the business and the city of Washington.
Y pues les pedimos el apoyo y la ayuda.
So we ask you for that help and that support.
Muchas gracias por su atención.
Thank you so much for your attention.
Gracias a ustedes.
Thank you. We have time for one more. Whoever would like to speak. Yeah, Mr. Farmer. I couldn't see you behind the... Yeah, welcome.
My name is Bobby Farmer. I live in Ward 2 on the north side of the city of Washington. I sent 2 emails to each city council member expressing my support for the Excluded Workers Fund. Then I talked to a city council member who said he didn't use email or read it, so I'm not sure how many of you have seen it. So I want to make a few comments about that issue. First, I believe the city council is responsible for the concerns of the residents. Addressing this fund is one way to do that. Second, ethnic and immigrant communities, as has been said, are very important to the city of Washington. And many local industries would simply shut down if members of this community were not available for employment. I think we all know a few industries like that. It's important that we do all we can to encourage and welcome every person who lives and works in the city. Third, Bible is clear throughout that immigrants must be treated the same as native-born persons. In both the Old and New Testament, it's a common theme. So this fund is not only an important way to assist persons left out, it also strengthens the entire community. The discussion of these issues is often confusing or misleading. I just learned this afternoon that excluded workers use individual taxpayer identification numbers, which are provided to them from the Internal Revenue Service. It's legal,
And social security fraud in this situation does not exist. It's important for discussion of all these issues to be based on facts and the law, not on opinions or rumors. So my hope is the city council will regard this fund as an opportunity to build relationships and to strengthen the community. And I also suggest that city council members that are not going to use email, then these emails should be removed from the city council site and other means of contact be provided. Thank you.
Thank you, Roger. And that will conclude our public comment time. I would say gracias para todos ustedes. Estamos aquí por sus palabras verdad, sus palabras amables, y palabras con respecto. I appreciate that. We will discuss your request in a little bit. Okay. Next on the agenda are claims and financials. Kelsey, were there any questions on claims?
I did have one question, and that was just a clarification on the minibus payment, and that's 25% of our local option sales tax revenue that we receive, and that is per the referendum.
Thank you, Kelsey. Were there any other questions for Kelsey on claims?
Motion to approve claims.
Second. Thank you, Millie, for your motion, and Fran for the second to approve claims tonight. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We'll move on to the financial report.
All right, this is the March 2022 financial report. The total treasury cash and investments have increased from the end of February by $263,008. That gives us a March month-end balance of $7,657,099. After 9 months of operations, we're behind budget for revenue in the following funds: the general fund by $116,459 due to our lack of property tax revenue, which is actually in our bank account right now in April. The airport fund by $21,490 due to fuel sales. The road use fund by $1,517 due to transfers in. The water fund by $134,444 due to transfers and charges for services. And finally, the sewer fund by $35,521 due to charges for services. We are ahead of budget for revenue in the sanitation fund by $55,307, and that's also due to charges for services. After 9 months of operations, our expenses are under budget for all funds with the exception of the sanitation fund. The following line items are currently over budget in our department funds. In the general fund, we're over budget for general insurance, repairs, utilities, and payments to outside entities. The airport fund for fuel, building and grounds maintenance, other contractual services, and vehicle operations. The water plant for on-call pay, utilities, debit card and credit card fees, and tech services. Water distribution for building maintenance. Sewer plant for general insurance, tech services, vehicles, and operational equipment repair. Sewer collection for equipment, grounds maintenance, vehicle operations, and operating supplies, and finally sanitation for other contractual services and refuse and recycling. Are there any questions on the financials?
Questions for Kelsey on the financial report.
I make a motion to accept these financial report.
Second.
Thank you, Steve, for your motion, and that was Fran with the second to approve the financial report. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We will continue into new business. We have 15 items. The first item is discussion and consideration of the 4th of July fireworks bid. In our packet, we had information from an individual that Deanna has worked with in the past. Missing from it was the dollar amount, but I was told the dollar amount matches what our budget amount was, which was $9,000 this year, and that insurance is included in that amount. Deanna, you said you did some reference checks. Would you like to share with council?
Absolutely. He had provided some reference cities and entities to check. And so I contacted LaPorte City and Linn County, and both had very good references for this person. They would definitely use him again. And he said he did a very good job.
I like 16 to 24 minutes. He says people get bored when it's too long. But I recall someone timed our other stuff and was like, 9 minutes, 12 minutes. Correct. So,
and just another note, we did go to the fair board last week and ask permission to have these shut off at the fairgrounds, and they were very appreciative that we actually asked them. So
apparently that was the first time.
Yeah, it was the first time. That's what I was told at the meeting, that it was the first time they'd ever been asked.
Every year and asked them.
Oh, well.
Well, thank you both.
You're just forgettable. I guess I'm forgettable.
So we have a discussion consideration of awarding the fireworks show to Bill, how do you say his last name?
Fratsky.
To Mr. Bill Fratsky, his show this year.
Platte River Displays.
Yeah.
Where is it? I missed it.
In the second paragraph, Platte River Displays.
Platte River Displays. Thank you. Council.
I move that we accept this. Go ahead.
Go ahead with your motion, and then we'll do discussion.
Accept the bid from, what was it,
Platte River Displays.
Platte River Displays.
I have the motion from Elaine. Is there a second?
Second.
I have a second from Steve. Discussion.
Lynn County. So would that be Cedar Rapids, or is that
Central City?
Central City. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I know Cedar Rapids.
That's Lynn County, but Lynn County Fairgrounds is in
Cedar Rapids.
Central City.
Is a huge display. But okay, that's fine.
Okay, great. Any other questions?
Couldn't be any worse than last year's.
Well, that's the spirit. I have the motion and I have a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Our next item for consideration is the public hearing for the NLW subdivision phase two. So this would be a public hearing for comment on the subdivision. If there's any comment on the NLW subdivision phase two, this would be the time for that. Seeing none.
Second.
Thank you, Elaine, for your motion, and Bethany for the second to close the public hearing on the NLW subdivision. A roll call vote. Sally, please call that roll.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Linsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
The public hearing for the subdivision is closed, and in front of us would be consideration of a resolution that would accept subdivision phase two final plat. This has gone through P&Z prior to this meeting.
Motion to accept this resolution.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion.
Second.
And thank you, Bethany, for the second to approve this resolution accepting the plat for NLW. A roll call vote. Sally, please call that roll.
Galt?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
And that plat is approved. Our next item is a resolution that would set a public hearing for a development agreement for this subdivision, and the hearing would be set for May the 3rd at 6 p.m.
What page is that on?
This is just a resolution that sets the public hearing for the development agreement. ACE Signature Homes is formerly LEPIC's organization. They have the right of first refusal according to the original development agreement.
It's on 65. That's on my computer package.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If there are... This sets the public hearing. If there are concerns that you have with the development agreement, they could be handled, addressed, questioned, or changed between now and May 3rd.
Yeah, that's fine. I just can't.
I make a motion we set the public hearing for the development agreement with ACE Signature Homes for May 3rd, 2022 at 6 p.m.
I have the motion from Fran and the second from Steve to set this public hearing for May 3rd. Am I missing any discussion? Are you going to? Will you be all right?
I'm fine. Yeah, I just, that's fine. Okay. On the same page.
Very good. Is this a resolution? A resolution? Sally, please call the roll.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
And that public hearing will be set for May 3rd. Our next two items of business are related to the reissuance of bonds with the Iowa Finance Authority. The first is an agreement of the bond council engagement on this
you know, refinancing more or less, which at a lower rate of 1.75% over the course of the loan will save $317,000. An excellent opportunity that we have.
Absolutely.
Am I missing anything, Deanna? So the first item is the bond council engagement. Thank you, Isla, for your motion, and Steve for the second to approve this bond council engagement. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The next item is the resolution that would approve doing that, refinance.
So moved.
Thank you, Elaine, for your motion, and Steve with the second to approve this resolution. Sally, please call that roll.
Moore? Yes. Stigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Lindsman?
Yes.
Wonderful. We'll sign and refinance or reissue that principal. Our next item of consideration is a resolution approving permanent easements for the sanitary sewer extension. There was a new easement map passed out. Two property owners were inverted, and that has been corrected. The resolution itself was correct, and this authorizes the pursuit of permanent easements in the back of this property to correct the sanitary sewer extension. Am I missing anything? Council, any questions on this resolution?
Motion to approve this resolution on a permanent easement for the sanitary sewer extension.
Second.
Thank you, Elaine, for the motion, and Bethany with the second. Resolution is a roll call vote. Sally, please call that roll.
Stigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Lindsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Excellent. Our next item is consideration of application for the Home Rehabilitation Block Grant Pilot Program. As I recall from the memo that was sent, this was recommended for us by Debbie Durham, which normally, if she's making a recommendation, it's a thing to do. There's two options for application, $500,000 or $1 million. This, as council has done before, would leverage money that we have in our LMI fund, low moderate income, and it turns that money into, you know, much more money. It's wise use of our funds when we can leverage it for more funds for a program that would focus, I think you said, 2 to 3 blocks
around the square,
outside of the downtown area, outside of the square. Council, are there any questions on this or any information I've missed?
Is this the same one that we had last year that was for the people on the four lanes?
Similar.
Mm-hmm. Similar, but this is a brand new program, brand new pilot program. And we were invited by Debbie Durham personally to participate in this program.
So we still have one on the four lanes?
Yep, that one is still, has it been fully? No, there's still some available options. So yes, there's still some opportunity along the four lanes.
Let's go for it.
Yep.
Yeah, this sounds like
it. Is that a motion?
That is a motion.
Second.
We've got the motion from Isla and the second from, we'll go with Millie this time, to approve this application. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Excellent. We'll move next into the discussion of the ARPA funding request from Scoochamee Voice. Before I turn it over for council discussion, I would share that I've had many counselors speak, you know, in support of the population of misplaced workers. Many counselors speak in support of this request being valid and deserving. The main question, I believe, has been whether it's the role of local government to fix the problem, which is some believe is a problem that the federal government caused. And ultimately, it's up to the 6 elected officials to make that determination. I break a tie on a simple motion, but a funding would require a resolution in the end, which would require council majority. Council, you know my expectation for our discussion that we won't all agree, but we're going to talk through it. If councilors have questions for each other, that's acceptable, but councilors arguing with each other or going down that rabbit hole would not. I am going to open it up to, I'm not going to do like roll call. We'll just go with whoever would like to speak first or have ideas. I would open the floor for discussion on the request.
I'd be happy to jump in. I do support this request from our excluded workers. We have spent about 75% of our ARPA fund allocation on infrastructure projects. So just like we prioritize investments in our most vulnerable infrastructure, I think this is an opportunity for us to prioritize investing in our most vulnerable members of our community. So many of us received stimulus checks during the pandemic. Our local businesses received the PPP funding. I'm not a business owner, but that's my understanding. But some folks here did not receive any of that pandemic relief. I think this is an opportunity. The federal government gave us this money. It's an opportunity for us to help kind of plug that hole from the federal government's package. Their request is just under 20% of our total ARPA fund allocation. I think, you know, that's that amount of money could make a huge difference in their lives. Many of you don't necessarily know me professionally, but my background is in economics, and the research is clear that when we give direct payments to low-income families, that is a really effective way to raise them out of poverty. And I think that would be the case with this group's request. And the money would not just help them, I think it would help the rest of our economy. They're going to be spending that money locally on groceries, rent, you know, gas, other essentials that they purchase in the community. My opinion is that, you know, this is a meaningful request from them, and I think we could do a lot of good here with this money. I know some of us have concerns about kind of the administrative piece, but I'm confident that we'll be able to solve that piece of the puzzle if we all agree that this is a worthwhile use of these funds. And so I fully support their funding request.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Bethany. If there's anything that you missed, we'll do a second thing around it as well. So that'll be fine. Who would like to go next?
Okay. I do not support this because I do not feel it is the city government's duty to support I don't disagree that they need the support. And I was heartened by all the emails I received from church folks. I truly believe it is certainly a prime directive from Jesus that we support local needy people through our church. And I certainly support that. But I just don't feel that with a government entity is not the correct people to be dealing with this problem.
Thank you, Isla. We can either continue this direction or we can go with whoever would like to speak next.
I don't agree with this at all. Mr. Farmer, even if I don't use my emails, you seem to be able to find me. Anybody else can too. So I am the one he's talking about. I don't use my emails. I don't feel that it is our job to issue out money that's been given us as a plug for what has happened to the city with COVID. I understand that there's people that are in need, but by the same token, I agree with Violet that it is not our place to do this. I won't do it.
Thank you, Steve. Elaine, would you like to speak next? And sure. Your microphone is a little far away from you for anyone that hasn't. Yeah.
Well, I will tell you that I have lost a lot of sleep over the last week. I've gone back and forth with this. I do believe this is a loophole that our government created. I do believe that the excluded workers are very important to our economy, and I do understand where they're coming from in the need for this. But again, we did not, as a city, create the problem. The government created that problem, and it is up to the government, our federal government, to fix the problem. And I believe it's up to our representatives to address it. We are using the funds primarily for infrastructure, but it was greatly needed. And I do not believe these ARPA funds are to be used specifically for this particular reason.
Thank you, Elaine. Millie.
Okay. Well, up until about a week ago, I was sympathetic, but I was skeptical about how we could do this. But I attended a meeting last Tuesday with many of you folks and heard some heartfelt testimony. I also learned that these people are getting taxes deducted from their payroll every week, every month. And they received a stimulus check. In fact, they usually don't even get a refund on their taxes. They just pay into the government. And I have been contacted by many people, and the response of local citizens is 10-1 in favor of this request. And these are people that I know personally, and they're longtime residents of Washington, and they vary widely in age and experience and backgrounds. Johnson County and Iowa City have approved the funds for this use. Now they're doing it a little bit differently, but if a population of 152,000 people could do it, certainly a town of 7,000 could manage that. And we also could pattern our application and our procedures based on what they are doing in Iowa City. I've also talked to people here in the community that said they would be happy to serve on a committee or to help go through all of these applications so it's not a burden on any of our city staff. We don't want that. I know we're not used to giving money to individuals, and this is like terribly unusual, but the government did allow this money to be used in this way. And just to say, well, the government created the problem, we're gonna let them fix it. Well, we know that is not gonna happen. That is, we have the opportunity, two wrongs don't make a right. So I believe we have an unusual opportunity. Certainly the pandemic is something that I hope it's a once in 100 years. I hope we never have to experience this again. And this is a chance for us to put some of this money, and it's a fraction, 20%, as Bethany said, that we could use this to our citizens, people in Washington, living and working here, that really need it the most. So I do support this. I would like to see us at least consider how we would administer this, have several people. I'm willing to serve on a committee that we could look at this and see, pattern it on Iowa City, see what they're doing, see how they're administering money. And maybe we do things somewhat differently, but I would like to see us try. Washington is not your usual run-of-the-mill city. I believe we have something special here, and approving this would be just another verification of what I believe that Washington is all about. Thank you.
Thank you, Millie, for your comments. Fran, what do you share with us?
Well, I'm always the last person to speak on hard items. I'm trying to figure out if they're paying taxes in on their paychecks, like I do, then where was the gap? What caused the gap?
I'm under the impression that a work visa, and I believe Kathy Salazar explained it to Millie, that there's a visa status that is taxed and a TIN, a taxpayer identification number, right, not a social security number. So if something else is in limbo, like I believe citizenship is in limbo, they're still tax paying at, I'm told it was at 22%. Is that Is that correct from Millie, what you were
I don't remember she said a percent.
Okay.
It's a higher percent.
I have a little Oh, yeah, more. You shared the percentage with me.
Just to answer, Fran, your question, my understanding is there several groups who were excluded from receiving the stimulus check. So college-age students who are listed as dependents on their parents' tax returns were excluded from the stimulus. I believe some folks below a certain income threshold were excluded because they weren't filing a tax return. And then certain classes of immigrants, so temporary workers, non-resident aliens, and then workers who are undocumented would fall in that category who didn't receive the stimulus check. That's what I could boil down from what I found online.
That is helpful, and thank you. Mm-hmm. Other?
This is federal money handed to us to help the city through the pandemic. In my opinion.
Very good.
It's down to us to help the city. And we know, since I've been sitting on this council, we've been playing catch up for everything that happened 15 years ago, or what didn't happen 15 years ago, that should have. And I know the people don't like the word infrastructure, but if we don't have infrastructure, we don't have a community. If you don't have sewer, you don't have water, you don't have nothing. So I say, personally, I would not be in favor of this.
As a mayor, I struggle because I often seek to find compromise. And where the compromise is on this request is harder to find. Because I want to support the population that is here. I want to support these misplaced workers and show care, concern, community, and the perspective that I believe Washington is also finding a way to do that with this request is harder. I am looking for council to make a motion to make a vote tonight so it is clear whether we proceed or change direction. That could be a motion to continue exploring this funding. And then that votes either in the affirmative or the negative, or that can be a motion to decline this request. And then that motion would either fail or succeed. But I think that we should have a position that is taken. Before we do that, I would open any other council discussion.
Go ahead.
Fran, I agree with you. The infrastructure, you know, it's not glorious, but I do think we are in such a better position than we were even 5 years ago with our infrastructure. I don't feel like we have new facilities, we're maintaining older facilities. You know, I don't feel like our infrastructure is ready to fall apart. At some points I would say that, but I feel like the people are also the infrastructure of our community. You know, and these are people that are excluded. Essential workers that if we don't have those people doing these jobs, our community will suffer. I just wanted to mention that.
Thank you, Millie.
I have a follow-up remark as well. I will just note that there were some specific intended uses of this funding. Infrastructure was one of those. Providing premium pay for essential workers was another one, and I think this could fall under that category. And another one was providing assistance to people who, you know, suffered the most severe negative consequences of the pandemic. And I think from the stories that we've heard here, this is part of the most vulnerable community within our town. And so this does meet the intent of how these funds can be spent. And we did confirm, well, not me, a counselor from Johnson County confirmed with the Treasury that this is a legal use of these funds. And so we don't need to question the legality. It's more of whether we think it's a good use of the funds.
Thank you, Bethany. Go ahead, Steve.
I'd like to kind of address what Millie said. I've been on the council less time than her, but 7 years. And in that 7 years, we have been continually chasing our sewer problems and our water problems. I mean, we're now getting to where we're finally getting Main Street done on 12th, 15th, that had, I don't know how many patches, that pieces out here that have how many patches on the highway. We need to play, so we're still playing catch up, and we're going to be playing catch up for another 10 or 15 years. The last city administrator told me one time that we're never going to get completely caught up. By the time we're done fixing what we're trying to get caught up on, we're going to be trying to repair what was already starting to break again. So we need, if we don't have the infrastructure, I'm agree with Fran, if we don't have the infrastructure, we don't have a town to start with. And it's one of them situations, you're kind of damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. But we gotta continue to build the city. And I agree, we did not create the loophole. And I know that the government's never going to fix our loophole because they don't want to, you know, but.
Would council support a different dollar amount, like that wasn't? Okay. And did you want to?
I'll make a motion that we decline this.
ARPA funding request?
Yes.
I have a motion from Elaine, and that's a second from Steve, to decline this ARPA funding request. I would ask for a roll call on that motion.
Youngquist?
No.
Ernest?
Yeah.
Galt?
Yes.
Lensman?
No.
Moore?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
On a vote of 4-2, that request to fund a request with ARPA funds is declined. Thank you for your respect through the process. I'm sorry that it didn't work out the way that you wished. Thank you. Yes, thank you. Good night. Good night. Our next item of business is a concrete patch bid that Nick Pesha has joined us. No, wait. This would be JJ's department. that JJ has joined us to represent. It's for quite a few areas. There are several bids. The low bid is for Coleman Construction for $58,070. JJ, would you describe your request before council, please?
Well, it's pretty self-explanatory, but we've been busy on new infrastructure, not as busy on old not really infrastructure, but streets, I guess you call it that, infrastructure. Got us behind, and I think there's, of course, you guys a little memo, dozen patches, 7,700 square feet totals, and out of that 7,700 square feet, that will go. We got three bids, and I asked for two more. One told me they were too busy, they didn't want to mess with it, and I never got one from the other one. So I got three out of the five bids came in by April 8th. Let's see, Coleman's is the lowest bid, $58,000, comes to about $750 a square feet, including the curb. So, if you guys got any questions, I'd be glad to answer. That's for sure.
I got a question, JJ. And just because I don't understand, you did the same thing with all three bids, but there's $22,000 difference in the bids,
right?
From high to bottom.
I know some contractors have upped their price of concrete. They went about $1 per square feet more. $2, and that'd be enough for 7 to 14,000 right there. We've done this two other times, and I know Coleman had it one time, and then Broody had it the last time, like in the last 6-7 years. Coleman had it, and then Broody had it a couple years ago, maybe 3 years ago. And obviously, he's the highest, but I know prices of concrete, everything's going up, re-rod and everything. I don't know how it could be that much difference, but there always is. It seems like I've been in that business before.
That's a
significant poor concrete, and it's Coleman seemed to be the lowest. Well, so.
And other variables could be how big your crew is, how hungry you are for the work, your schedule. I think some of it is margin, and some of it is. I'm well, just speculating.
Right. I think
what else could be kicking it up and down.
But I'm just thinking, you know, $22,000. That's a big difference. I don't know. He's undercutting everybody just to keep busy.
Could be. It's to know. Our benefit. Yeah. If so.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying go with the high bidder.
I know. One of the contractors, I know the last time we did this, I asked him, he just, I don't want to say names, but he just said, 100,000. He didn't want to figure it out. He just said 100,000, like 50,000.
Yeah. Bethany, you had raised your hand.
Millie did too. I don't want to jump on that.
What does it mean, no salt on floor? That was my question. Okay.
That was the
one
bid there.
It's on the estimate page.
Okay.
On the estimate for
Coleman.
I wonder.
Coleman's estimate. That was my next question.
That's kind of like we did around here. That was for at least 1 year, I believe. Like with our salt trucks, we didn't want to saw it out front. Fire station or on 3rd Avenue, the alley behind City Hall here, and let it cure another year.
Oh,
I'm not sure why he's got 2 years on here.
And does it mean on floor, or is this a spreadsheet slab, from okay?
Slab.
So that sounds like a pretty standard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Usually 1 year. But
yeah. He poured patio for me, and it was 2 years. He wouldn't
want
to
yeah.
Had a lot of sand back here.
It
was
2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we fulfill that directive?
Yeah.
Because he's kind of patching a little bit of everywhere, right?
Yeah, there's one. They won't start till school's out. There's one intersection by St. James. I saw it 25 years ago. And back then the boss wouldn't let us do that. But now it's kind of gotten worse, and we had to resaw it because it's a pretty good sized patch. But F and second, it's got manholes sticking up, intake that's sticking up with a grated lid on it that doesn't take any water because unless we get a flood there. But rest of them, yeah, they're kind of scattered around. There's a lot of them on North 8th. There's like 3 or 4 on North 8th.
Okay.
But
does this include sawing and removing, or
we already sawed it.
Are they going to remove the concrete before they pour it, or is that us?
Okay. They'll remove it. Most of the patches are from previous excavations, so there'd be like half rock and half concrete, roughly.
Okay.
And but I thought we already sawed it to make that a little cheaper. We rent a saw here earlier this year. Some of these were already sawed, but
okay. Council, other questions? Again, the recommendation from JJ is to take the low bid from Coleman for $58,070.
I move to approve the bid from Coleman. Second.
Thank you, Bethany, for your motion. Millie with the second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you, JJ.
Thank you, guys.
Our next item is a mower bid for the Parks Department. This is the next department, as I recall. And recommended low bid, I saw two, was the after trade-in was for Sinclair E-Town for the John Deere for $11,992. Is that correct, Nick?
That's correct.
Would you like to add anything else to your request?
No. This is a diesel mower. We're going to switch to diesel. Hopefully get on rotation to trade them out sooner than in the past. One of ours, emergency late last summer, just wore out. The old mowers at 3,000 hours, I'd like to trade them off about 50. Just hopefully we can get a little bit better cycle trade. And these diesels will have good trade value.
Thank you for that. I'm curious to see how the diesel fares. Yeah. Council, questions for Nick on his request for the John Deere mower for $11,992.
Motion to approve Timber Tractor mower for $11,992.
Second.
Thank you, Isla, for your motion. And Bethany with the second to approve this bid. All those in favor, please say.
Question.
Yes, go ahead. Sorry.
The ZTR that's out at Redlinger Field, have you confiscated that yet?
I'm sorry.
The mower out at Redlinger Field, have you got that yet?
No.
Okay. You know that doesn't belong to the city?
Yes. A I've got conflicting stories on that. So,
okay.
I don't know.
I just wanted to purchase it with baseball money to give that the city gave for us to use for the baseball program.
Okay.
So it belonged to the baseball program.
While it does sound like that needs to be resolved, that is definitely not related to this specific item. But I hear you.
Make sure I know.
But I hear you.
Yep.
Okay.
We need to get together on that.
Thank you, Fran. I still have that motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Thank you, Nick. Our next item for consideration is the Prairie Part. Oh, this is also Nick. The IDNR Prairie Partners Cost Share Program, which, as I read, will save some use of the mower by doing wildflowers as a partner 50-50 cost share. Total dollar amount would be $2,062.50. Nick, would you like to add to what's happening with this request?
Yep. So it's this is a purchase for the Prairie Grass Seed at the 20 acres of prairie grass. Basically, everything that's in Beats Cove at Wallace Park. We decided to put that in native prairie grass. And there's a IDNR program that we've already received approval of for 50% cost share for seeds. It's a great deal. Talked with Zach Rossmus at County Conservation, and they're willing to plant it for us just as a help out.
How does prairie seed get planted? Does it get sowed, like direct, like drilled, or is it like
a drill?
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's got a drill that he uses on his different areas, and so he's going to drill it for us and charge. Which is working together. I think we share equipment and stuff. So.
Fantastic.
So it's a good deal. And then Kevin Anderson, the IDNR, will help us out in the future with suggestions on when to mow, things like that for so, it's a good deal. I'll share on that. So.
When will, maybe this isn't important. I want to not ask the question stupidly. Like, will we have, how long does it take for those, for that to really take off? Well, just a little bit this year, and it takes a couple of years to.
It depends. We're getting three different mixes. The little bit more expensive mix, the loophole number 2-4 mix, that will have 80 different varieties of flowers in it, wildflowers in it. So that'll be really neat. So that'll pop in the first year. The other ones will look a little rough in the first year, but you mow it, depending on how with rains and everything else, you could mow it twice the first year. And then if you get a good stand, then we can burn it the next year, and stuff like that. So he and Zach are great experts. So on that. Yeah, 1 to 2 years to have it look nice.
And then you'll have different, it sounds like you'll have different spots that don't overlap with all three types of seeds. You'll have very specific locations for those three.
Yeah, the little more expensive seed that we're going to 5 acres of, that is the wildflowers. That's going to go closest to the road, closest to the south soccer field area. The large area will be a tall grass prairie, so that'll be like the furthest western part. That'll be the nice 6-foot to 8-foot tall prairie grass eventually.
Oh, cool.
And then there's the short prairie grass, which will be kind of the spot just west of the water tower, and the smaller spot that's the short.
Well, thank you for describing it further for my benefit. I could have, should have. Anyway, thank you. Other questions?
Yeah, is this just going to be a flat 20 acres, or are we going to put some sort of trails through it or paths through it or what?
Well, mow trails around it. So we'll have basically, and then we'll probably mow a trail or two through the middle of it for kind of fire burns too. So when we can light it on fire, we can go slower in sections. Yeah, we'll mow a couple trails through it.
I had a question as well. Is this going on bare ground, or is it currently planted to sod? Or
nope, it's bean stubble. So it's the farm ground that the city owns around the Wallace Park.
Okay.
And it now is the perfect, bean stubble is the perfect application for it. So
fantastic.
You can't do it in corn stubble. I think it doesn't take as good at corn stubble or sod, and you have to spray it and fill it. So this is the year to do it if we're going to do it. And so that's kind of why we kind of.
Yeah, it sounds like a win-win. I'm excited to see that. Nice. Thanks.
And Lee, Kelsey, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I'm using a little bit of farming to help pay for our portions.
I would make the motion that we approve this wonderful sounding program.
Second.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion. Fran, for the second, to approve this cost share agreement. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Excellent. We'll continue forward to the Sunset Park Pavilion. For Kaylin's benefit, it is an interesting thing that you missed that might not be as newsworthy, but it's all great. I was going to say, I hope you have the whole program down. It's going to be very nice. Glad you left your recorder. Sunset Park Pavilion is next up. Roof replacement. The bid I see noted is for $5,750 to do the pavilion, but not do the second smaller roof based off of, I think, a discussion with Nick and Deanna. And budget. What am I missing from this pavilion replacement request from either one of you?
Missing anything? Basically, the main pavilion one we ran out, we were holding off on doing any repairs. Like I put in my memo that there was some money slated for that a few years ago, but we had to make ends meet with the wellness park, so that project got pushed back. So the roof is in pretty bad shape. It's going to start leaking soon. There's so we need to address it sooner rather than later. Our budget is decent right now in the parks department. So we shouldn't have to enter anything, switch it around. Farm income is going to pay for the grass seed for the overflow parking. So that frees up $4,000 to kind of purchase this. So we shouldn't be over budget barring any unforeseen things happening.
What color will the tin be?
It'll be the same as the other pavilions. So this will be the third time that we put
existing plan.
We've picked them off as the budget has allowed. And it's going to be the same, like a tan to.
Cool. Just wonder. Great. Questions?
And this is only for the main pavilion. It's not for the other shelter near the rocket slide?
Correct. We're just going to, with the budget constraints, and we're going to be fairly close at the end of the year. We don't want to go over.
Okay. Oh, I see. Yeah. 23. I didn't see that.
Maybe a year.
Okay.
Thank you, Millie. Other questions?
Do we know if there would be cost savings if we would do them both at the same time versus staggering? I know the second one, it looks like a pretty low dollar amount, so maybe there's not.
I don't know the exact answer, but I wouldn't foresee that, you know, if we wait till next year and ask them to use one, I don't foresee it being much higher based on material, maybe. But for them to come in and do that, I wouldn't think there'd be, you know, there's not.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions?
We waited a long time to get that roof done on the big pavilion.
And we've been holding off because we thought we were going to do a major remodel, but I don't see that coming anytime soon. So,
interesting. I'd make a motion we approve the bid and get that roof done.
Second.
I have the motion from Isla, the second, just barely from Steve there, to approve this bid, $5,750 BW. Is that correct? All right. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, JJ, for joining us for your items. Our next item is consideration of pay application number 4 for the West Buchanan Street paving and reconstruction project. The amount of this pay app is $32,529.67.
I will make a motion that we approve this application number 4 in that amount. Second.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion, and Bethany with the second to approve this pay application. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Our next item is discussion and consideration of the third and final reading of an ordinance repealing ordinance 1105. Bethany, I think you were on the meetings where we discussed this previously. It was an ordinance that was made that did not need to be, and this fixes it.
Yep. I'd make a motion to approve.
Well, I've got it from both of you. Who would like the motion?
Fran can have it.
So Fran has the motion to approve this third reading, and Bethany will have the second on this ordinance. A roll call vote. Sally, please call the roll.
Yes. Salt?
Yes.
Lindsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yep.
Sundquist?
Yes.
And that concludes our regular business. In a moment, we'll do our once arounds. Before we do that, I will just go first and share with council that after it was one of the first from the desk of writings that I did talking about the donation of Madison Park, or the donation of the Violet Jones property to the city of Washington, and how excited I was to turn that into a park. And it was one of the first times I learned the lesson of how government can sometimes move slowly, because it is 5 years later, the park is done. It was 5 years ago, the property was donated to us. And of course, we used it for several years as storage. My point though, Sandra Bear, the daughter of Violet and Triv Jones, is in town for the first time in 4 years since the passing of her mother. And she will be stopping by the park tomorrow at 3 p.m. for just kind of a walkthrough, a photo. We'll speak about her mother and thank her for the donation to the city. If anyone would like to join us tomorrow, that will be tomorrow at 3 p.m. at Madison Park, a walkthrough with her name is Sandra Baird. And that's the daughter of the Violet and Triv that had a house there. So kind of one of, you know, some of our things aren't always fun.
What time?
3 p.m.
Three.
If it allows, please feel free to join us. For the ones around, well, yeah, first we have reports from administrators. Goodness, police. Jim, what's up?
March activity report was in your packet. Sorry. We had a cold but issue-free key wash run on Saturday. The PD team did win the public safety challenge, and the top dog award is back in our squadron for another year. I did a presentation at the library today on phone scams and identity theft. We had about 20 people attend that. We've seen a real uptick, especially in the romance scams. We've got citizens losing thousands of dollars to those scams here locally. So we've trying to educate as many as we can on that. We'd have a follow-up meeting tomorrow on the homeless situation and exploring some different options and resources that are available for our downtown businesses to provide to those folks. That's it.
Thank you, Jim. Kelsey, you had something for us.
I do. We are planning to hold an open house for Deanna on the next council meeting, May 3rd, starting at 4 o'clock. We welcome the public to come and meet our new administrator and have probably cookies and lemonade and say hi.
And the time of the open house will be from
4 to 5:59.
No, I'm kidding. 4 to, okay, at 4 o'clock.
And I think, I don't know where we're going to hold that yet. I thought about in here. Fire station training room? Okay, fire station training room.
I think that would be our best.
Fire training room. Yeah, that makes sense because we'll be set up in here.
Yeah.
You're so smart. Thank you.
Not for snacks. Yeah, that sounds lovely. We'll look forward to it. Thank you. Let's see. Kevin, do you have anything for us?
No.
Okay. Deanna?
The only thing that I have that I didn't have on my report in the packet was a grant opportunity has opened up with the state of Iowa with COVID money that they had. There's $100 million and it's for like outdoor recreation, tourism, things like that. So there's a group of us that are brainstorming on what we potentially could use that money for. So we'll keep you updated as we know things.
Thank you, Deanna. Why don't we continue this direction with our once around Fran, do you have anything for us?
Not much. Surgery went good. Not completely healed yet, but we're doing good.
Excellent. Happy to hear it. Millie?
Yes. Was this the grant you spoke about? What's the, there was a webinar?
Yeah, just last Friday.
Friday morning. Yeah, yep. I was in on part of that. Okay. So be interested in knowing what is developing from that. Mm-hmm. We're getting ready to finish our Great Places application, right, Sally? So that's due beginning of May. So. And yeah, otherwise, not too much.
Excellent. I shared my news, so thank you for that. Elaine?
I do not have anything.
I'm back.
Welcome back. I'm glad you're on the mend also. Isla?
Yeah, nothing special. I mean, yes, we had the meeting and things are going apparently really well over at NLW, end of the building project, first phase.
Excellent. Isla, thank you. Bethany, do you have anything for us tonight?
I do. First of all, I'm excited to be here. Look forward to working with all of you. I had two Ward 1 residents reach out to me already a few days ago. Seemed like they were chomping at the bit. So just wanted to pass along their concerns. This is the appropriate place to do that.
It is. And sometimes I'll take that concern and like steer it the direction. But typically it's an open forum. So yep. You can use it for that or you can use it too.
I'll just pass them along and we can follow up later. So I received a call from somebody who had some concerns about the rental property inspection program. And that was in the city newsletter that you had recently.
Yes.
Right. So their concerns specifically were inconsistency of those inspections. So some properties are not being inspected every 3 years. And then their concerns were also about the exclusion for Section 8 properties. According to this person, the state doesn't inspect all the properties regularly. And so they had some concerns about the exclusion resulting in unsafe living conditions for some tenants.
So Jeff Dua is our official in charge of that program, and his department head is Sally. Of course, Deanna is the administrator. So we'll want to make sure you just connect
you.
That person
okay.
to them.
Great.
May I answer that? I have Section 8, and you have to. It has to be inspected every year. Or they won't renew your contract. So okay. I don't know about them, but I get inspected every year. So.
Okay. We can follow up. Just passing along what I heard. And then the second person that reached out to me had some concerns about the public parking lot that's located across from the post office.
Yes. Was that me?
No. but
it's likewise.
It's pretty obvious that we've kind of neglected that parking lot. The lines are essentially non-existent, so you can't see where to park.
Well, that's a JJ right there. Well, no, I'm sorry. It's not just JJ works very hard. I didn't mean that. But that would go through all Deanna and JJ as well.
This person also, besides painting the lines, they also requested a few more of, I don't know what they're called, but like the concrete blocks that go at the front of the parking spaces, because there's cars that come up close to their property and those blocks would help keep the cars in place. So that's the request I heard.
Those are some doable things. Also, as we introduce you, when we do our once around, the last person, and it makes sense as you were sworn in and kind of were the beginning of the bookend of our meeting, you get to...
Motion to adjourn the meeting.
Spot on.
Okay.
So I've got the motion from Bethany and the second from Millie to adjourn tonight's meeting. Thank you. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We are adjourned.